Proclamation number 6109, dated the November 15th, 1954. Questioning thoughts are the first step towards ascent. You humans take a significant step forward if you raise your thoughts up to me, to the infinite spirit who rules the universe. If you turn with questioning thoughts to the being in the belief that it created you, for this step already takes you into the spiritual realm. You enter a sphere which cannot be made accessible to you by people, but which is to be made known to you by me myself. Although I also avail myself of people again if you yourselves are not yet appropriately shaped so as to be able to hear me and my answer. Nevertheless, you will have established the mental bond with me first. And blessed are you if you don't disconnect this connection with me again. If you time and again detach yourselves from the world and try to find me, blessed are you if you mentally ask questions so that I will be able to mentally reply to you. For this is the beginning of your assured spiritual enlightenment and therefore also an ever firmer bond with me. Just for once think about whether and what exists outside of earthly visible things, and you will have already taken that significant step, for it is decisive for your development. It is the step to higher spheres which has to be taken by every person who wants to become perfect. But in order to do this, a person must be able to detach himself from the world. He must not wholeheartedly succumb to it. He must have recognized the worthlessness of earthly matter, for this matter blocks his path of ascent. But once a person has allowed his thoughts to wander into spiritual heights, earthly matter will soon no longer be desirable to him. However, the desire to find out more about an as yet unknown sphere has to arise in him by itself, and this wish will certainly be granted. Hence the destined progression of every person's earthly life provides him with the reason and would be able to make him think. He will be directed to spiritual spheres through books or conversations, and he will time and again be gently addressed by me myself in the form of thoughts arising in him with a spiritual goal. And then his will must guide him, and blessed is he if it takes the right direction. Questions arising in him concerning me are often better than a belief in me which is not yet alive, for I am able to educate someone who mentally asks questions and reveal myself to him such that he can gain convinced faith, whereas a conventional believer will not ask questions and can therefore not be instructed such that his faith will awaken to life. Everything will truly be done on my part to stimulate a person into thinking, yet I will not infringe upon free will. However, anyone who willingly makes mental contact with me or the spiritual kingdom which is as yet inaccessible to him will not be excluded by me. My love will reveal itself to him and he will learn to see brightly and clearly. His spirit will become enlightened and he will belong to me forever. Amen.